The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Line drive right field. Springer's there. Astros win! Astros win the opener of this three-game series against the Yankees, 4-3.
It's expected. I mean, we're good. You know, we have a good team. We have a good feel for the moment. You know, I'm pretty confident that we show up ready to win every day. So it'd be nice to have a bigger lead every now and then and have a little easier wins, but this shouldn't surprise anybody.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There is also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Missed the first hour. Talked a lot of college basketball. And then we got on Hurricanes.
I mean, rightfully so.
Yeah. I mean, that's it's kind of your last chance for a while. So definitely worth diving into.
I didn't hear from anybody on. We didn't have any calls from Texas Tech fan, huh?
I think they're still hungover.
You think so?
I've got bad news for you, Tech fan. It losing in a championship game as a fan, that's never going away until you win one. Just yeah, trust me on this. I can speak with some expertise. Everybody getting, oh, by the way, that was the Astros beating the Yankees last night. And that's how the game finished off. And AJ Hinch saying, hey, we're supposed to win.
Yeah,
we are good. I think he's right. A lot of people, of course, the Hurricane name thing is all anybody wants to talk about, right?
Yeah.
49 says, I'm scared of Karen. She's going to call my manager and file a complaint.
That's what I was going to say. But Karen's a snitch.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have called her a blowhard. As a Jerry, we could use some notoriety outside of Springer and Seinfeld.
Yeah. Jerry Jones.
Yeah, I want me some glory hole.
What's the glory hole, man?
If you were a named Storm, how bad would it be? Oh, I'd be horrible as a Storm. I would fizzle out in the Gulf. Oh, Fred's coming. No, he's not. He's dead out there. 832 said Hurricanes should only have women's names because they ruin more lives. I don't think that's fair. Even Hurricanes are naming as millennials now. And, I'm not going to say what Lance said about Aaron with an E because that's not nice either.
No.
Lance. And Colts fan Jose says, isn't Fernan the guy you met in Dallas?
No, right? No, that was Fernando.
There was no Fernando.
What was the name of that bar?
Was it Grapevine?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Do you remember, Aaron? Was it the Grapevine?
I don't know. I don't remember it.
You didn't go to the gay bar with us.
I did not.
Yeah, it's funny, though, because all my friends from Dallas, when they heard us telling that story on the air, were like, oh, yeah, that happened to me. I went there, same thing.
We'll just call it the Bulge.
No. What does that have to do with anything?
It's a joke from Parks and Rec.
Okay, which does me no good because I've never seen 1 minute of Parks and Rec.
Let's just call it the place where Fred got drunk and a guy in short shorts sat on his lap.
He did not sit on my lap. That was one of the strangest outfits I've ever seen, though. Let's be honest. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. Is that?
You didn't tell him that when you were making out with him.
Stop. Fake news.
Big deal anyway if you did. I'm not judging you.
Hey, you know what I saw today before we...
This is a transition. Oh, okay.
Get away from
hetero thing that you saw? What did you see,
No, it
Fred?
Wasn't a hetero thing. It was... There was a guy who was in the truck in front of me, and I tried to take a picture, but I couldn't because, like, my little display thing, it messed it up. He had a homemade bumper sticker that said that basically cut, like, three bumper stickers together that said, don't trust the media, hashtag fake news.
Okay.
So.
What are you surprised about?
I'm not surprised. It's just, I'm going to trust the media before I trust a guy with a homemade bumper sticker. Is that who we're supposed to trust?
Yeah.
I'm going to cut three different things together and put them on my truck. So now you have to listen to me. I'm not a big fan of bumper sticker guy to begin with, because, you know, basically you're telling me, okay, here's my personality. This is what I am. Like, if you want to have, like, the little guy peeing on a Ford or something, that's fine. But
people still do that?
I don't know. They still do that. They still do, like, the little family thing. And usually even after they're divorced, like, and they don't cut daddy out of the sticker. But
mama a hoe.
And baby on board person, not a fan of yours either. I'm not going to drive any more careful because you have a baby on board.
No, that's your responsibility.
Yeah,
not mine.
That's on you. You should put a little sticker on the front of your car that says baby on board. I should not drive like a total dickweed.
I'm going to drive as fast as I can get away with driving. I'm going to cut you off. But make sure your baby's buckled up in a seat that's safe for a baby that size.
I just wonder about a human being that goes to all the trouble to create their own bumper sticker.
I mean, that's
to try to make a point.
Yeah, listen, that's the Unabomber.
Yeah. 936 says four of my neighbors' names are on the hurricane.
I told you, you're still thinking about that dude at the grapevine.
No. Four of my neighbors' names are on the hurricane list. My street is screwed.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to know what you think about the whole TJ Dillashaw thing.
It's disappointing. I mean, 2 years is a long time, but that's what you get, man. And that, you know, I would actually like TJ. I've met TJ a couple times, and he's a good dude. I mean, at least he comes across as a good dude, a genuine guy. But if you're a cheater, you're a cheater. And, you know, good guys have gotten caught cheating before. Andy Pettit's a good guy by all accounts. Got caught cheating. It is what it is. But TJ Dillashaw, I became a really big fan when he knocked out Cody Garbrandt twice, because I'm not a Cody Garbrandt fan, and it felt good seeing a guy like TJ get that done, and it sucks seeing him have that fall. So hope he's able to come back from it and come back clean and, you know, make another run at it, but that's definitely disappointing because I am a TJ fan.
All right, let's squeeze in a call. I'm assuming that's Steven, the weather guy.
Hello, Steven.
What's up? It is Steven, the weather guy. I wanted to give you a little context on why the hurricane names are so ridiculous. But first, I want to say A through C, so like Hurricane Barry. They're usually disappointments and kind of waste of names, but they're so crazy because they used to be all female names, and then they introduced male names, and the organization that comes up with the names has so many requirements now where they have to alternate male and female, and they have to be diverse, and they rotate obviously every 6 years now. And then you have the ones that are retired, they have to replace, so they eventually run out of real names, and they come up with these ridiculous ones.
Well, I mean, I guess you got to rotate through at some point.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they should retire any really bad ones, too.
Yeah.
Like, we should never have another Ike or a Harvey.
Yeah, I'm against those.
I think those will be retired.
I think they will be, yeah.
Everybody telling me the baby on board is for emergency personnel so that they know there's a baby in the car in case of an accident with the parrot incapacitated. That may be true.
What parrot? Oh.
I don't know a single person who ever bought one because of that. They buy them to show off that there's a baby in their car. They don't know that. So. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, so learn something new every day. But I guarantee you 80% of the people don't know that.
Yeah.
They just say, oh, it's cute. Look, I have a baby. I want to show off my baby. I'm going to put it in the back right next to the stick figures of our family and our two dogs.
Now, you know, somebody is probably miserable if you see one of those stick figure families with all the kids and all the animals, and there's like 13 things there.
Yeah.
You know that is
That poor guy is the most miserable human being on the planet. It's like, it might have been fun at the time, but that's just a nice way of saying, kill me now. Kill me, please. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. And no, the Rangers didn't start grabbing each other after we went to the gay bar. Let's that nice attempt to tie those in.
I mean, that guy was really athletic.
Was he?
I
don't think so. The guy was wearing like knee-high striped socks. Athletic can you
be?
They
were like almost thigh-high striped socks. All right, guys. So you want to get into IT. That is a good idea. I mean, could make a good life for yourself, make some good money. What you got to ask yourself, who's going to get me there? My computer career, the only school that's focused on getting people into IT careers for over a decade, or some Johnny-come-lately college that's been at it for just a few years? The answer's simple. Training to start an IT career is all they do at My Computer Career. It's all they've ever done nationwide. And you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with zero experience, because helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get all the skills, all the certifications you need to start your new career. It's more than a school, too. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take the free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu. Standing on the edge, face up, because you're a nerd.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Santos says, so you're telling me you don't care if my daughter made the honor roll? Joking, of course. I don't mind those as much as, like, if you're showing a little school pride. Like, those don't bother me. Or, like, if somebody has a Marine sticker on their truck, that doesn't bother me at all. I think that's cool. Show you served your country.
Yeah.
It's just when you start putting political slogans on there and things like that. And, you know, okay, guess what? It's not hard to have a kid. You know, if a kid makes an honor roll, good. But just, I have a kid. Well, great. You and everybody else.
A lot of people have them.
Yeah, you just didn't pull out.
You know what? Can we get on to, well, maybe I'll save. It's today's Hey Man Bleep That Day, right?
It is.
I'll save it. I've got some kid / parenting stuff that's
really
rubbing me raw today.
So I should give you a little room?
Yeah, I would. I think it's a sensitive subject to some parents. But yeah, we'll talk about it in the last segment, I guess.
Okay. So yes, what about my money and my child go to UT or fill in the blank college? I hate
you're living vicariously through your kid.
That's like, pretentious, and it's inaccurate in most cases, because in most cases is, yeah, my kid goes to UT and he's going to have student debt for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
That's what your sticker should say. So, yeah, that one's a little pretentious. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I mean, it's kind of up to you if you want to do it. I mean,
yeah.
if it's more than a hey man bleep that, if it requires
I'll hold out. I think it's because it's good for that situation. I mean, it's good for that segment.
Okay, cool. I'll just keep mine really short then. So apparently a lot of people asking about the guy with the $300,000 tech ticket.
Uh-huh.
He did not sell it.
Dummy.
Allegedly on PropSwap, he got an offer for $125,000. I would have taken that in a heartbeat. But he did hedge something. So, doesn't say. But it wasn't going to be anywhere near $125,000. So, hey, you got that far with it. I would have taken the $125,000 and run. I wouldn't have thought twice about that. Because, especially if I thought Virginia was a better team.
Yeah. But you know what? I mean, based on the splits, like the money splits and the bet splits, I mean, a lot of people thought Tech, I mean, the number wasn't off. A lot of people thought that the number was right, because otherwise there wouldn't have been so much money coming in right on Texas Tech yesterday.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. Yeah. I thought Virginia was the better team, but there's it's not.
But it, obviously the guy thought pretty highly of Tech.
It had to have.
And I say that, you do know I have a sticker on my computer, right? But it's a Crawford box sticker. It's kind of an advertisement thing. So just so you know, it's on my computer. So if you're watching and you see the sticker before you start saying, "Wait, what are you talking about?" Crawford box, one of our favorite sponsors here. So I just have a little Crawford box thing on there.
It's not on your car either.
No, it's not on my car.
My wife's car has stickers on it.
Yeah.
She's got a sticker in the shape of Oregon with a heart on it.
Okay.
And she's got both our kids for their baseball teams. They have got like their number and what team they play for.
Yeah, see that those I'm fine with. Like anything involving kids where they're actually doing something.
Right.
Not just a kid who
just exists.
Yeah, well you shouldn't get to be part of a bumper sticker just because you were born. And I guess technically those are window stickers and not bumper stickers of all the little kids. But, you know, I'd like to see an accomplishment. Make the honor roll. Play baseball.
I mean, that'd be impressive.
Yeah.
Step your game up.
Eldred said he hedged with a bet and won $20,000.
Okay.
So for your $1,500. Okay.
If that's the number you feel comfortable making, $20,000, yeah, okay.
I'd have sold the damn thing.
I would have sold it.
If I really got a legitimate offer for $125,000, that would have been the end of it. So, and a lot of people asking about what's the ceiling for Tech next year since they're losing everybody, in your opinion.
I mean, I thought the ceiling for Tech this year was making the tournament. So, I mean, I'm in that group of people who look stupid because I didn't think Tech was going to be as impressive as they were this year. But I am a full-blown Chris Beard believer at this point. Again, though, I don't know what their recruiting classes look like. I know they've got a couple 4-star kids, so I mean they've got some good players coming in. But with everything they're losing, if they are, if they're anything better than a first weekend tournament team, I would be surprised again. But you know, don't be mad at me, Tech fan. That's how you got here this time. Yeah. Was me doubting you.
Query Princess, my kids have never done anything good enough to get a sticker. Well, that's at least you're not forcing it. It's not, hey, they were born.
Right. Thanks. Thanks for telling me. I needed to know that you had a kid. Oh, there's hair? That's a girl? Okay.
Okay. Congratulations. 713-780-ESPN is the number. You want to talk a little movies here?
Sure.
I found a story that...
Nudies?
No, not nudies.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk.
Never mind.
Let's talk movies.
No, it's a freaking slideshow. I'm not doing it. I refuse.
Oh.
So. 832 says, are you buying Culver's noncommittal stance on going to the NBA?
No.
You think he's good as gone?
He's a lottery pick. Yeah. He should be gone. And if you're the weird kind of fan who's mad at the guy because he can go make millions of dollars, then shame on you.
How dare you leave my school to make millions?
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy deserves the opportunity. And if you're going to be a lottery pick, you go.
Yeah.
Don't mess around. And it fails more often than not when guys come back.
Often.
Yeah. You know, he doesn't need to come back. He's going to go high. So,
those fans aren't going to be really upset when he makes millions and then starts donating it back to the school.
Yeah, they will.
And then he can say, my money goes to Tech. Never mind. So, I don't know if you saw this, but Jamal Charles had an interview with TMZ.
Okay.
He says he deserves to be in the NFL Hall of Fame. It's not as ridiculous as it sounds on the top. He did play 11 years. 7,500 plus rushing yards, 44 TDs, but he also had 2,500 receiving yards with 20 TDs.
How many rushing yards?
He had 7,563. But he combined for over 10,000 yards rushing and receiving.
I don't think that
it's
gets
just
it done,
not. I don't think it's close enough. No, and he had two great seasons, but almost everybody. There's guys that are not in there. Like Ricky Waters had 14,000 total yards and 91 TDs. He's not in there. Roger Craig's not in there. Otis Anderson, all guys with better numbers.
Yeah, I mean, Ricky Waters had. You mentioned him. He's got over 10,000 rushing yards alone, and he played. He played 10 seasons, not 11. Here's one. Let me throw this name at you. You think Warrick Dunn is a Hall of Famer?
No.
He's got almost 11,000 rushing yards. So yeah, that's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, and my Hall of Fame would always be a little tougher than most. But in his case, that's just. Yeah, I'm glad you feel that way, but I don't think it's close.
Ricky Williams has 10,000 rushing yards. I don't think Jamal Charles is even the best former Longhorn in line.
And everybody's saying it's because his average per carry is the best. That one stat is not enough to get you in the Hall.
Enough.
In fact, it's not even enough to get you in the conversation. And I wish we'd quit.
Because then we're going to be talking about DeSean Jackson like he's a Hall of Famer. Stop it.
Yeah, no. Sorry, Jamal. Great player at Texas. Glad you're from here. Not a chance. David says, Gym of the Day baseball groundskeeper sets diamond on fire to dry the field. You missed the dumbass report yesterday,
yeah,
David.
Come on, David.
Longhorn Dimitri says, how about a my kid beat up your honor roll student sticker? No. That's a kind of nice way of saying my kid's an idiot.
Yeah.
And 346 says, I'm going to get a sticker for my son, number one inmate at Garza East Unit. Well played. 832 says, Lynn Swann is 237th all-time in yards, and he's in. Anything is possible with Jamal. No, it's not possible. Lynn Swann also won Super Bowls. And at the time, and you can't look at the stats from those guys in the 70s and compare them now. So you guys, whoever's trying to force this narrative, stop now before you look stupid.
You wouldn't want to look stupid.
No, come on. Why are we trying to turn everything into the Hall of Pretty Good Players? Because that's what the Basketball Hall is?
Yeah.
So we're going to do that with everything else?
That's why I hate the Basketball Hall of Fame. Did you see that last class?
Yes. Didn't you tweet something out about that?
I mean, is there a worse Hall of Fame class in any sport?
I'd be hard-pressed.
I mean, that's...
And then Rudy Tomjanovich can't get in that hall with that class?
Yeah. Chris Webber either. I mean, this is Al Addles, Carl Braun, Chuck Cooper... Vlade Divac, Bill Fitch, Bobby Jones, Sidney Moncrief, Jack Sikma, Teresa Weatherspoon, Paul Westfall, the Wayland Baptist Flying Queens, and Tennessee A&I 1957-59.
I have to know what the Wayland Baptist Flying Queens are. Because that sounds like some people we ran into in Dallas.
What? I mean... The people that we're seeing that people are mad that are left off are Chris Webber, Ben Wallace, and Rudy Tomjanovich. Those are the names that people are mad about.
I would put any one of those above a lot of what I heard on there. Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
Ben Wallace was a four-time Defensive Player of the Year.
And won a title. Won two titles, right?
Yeah, one title.
One title, yeah. So...
And then, I mean, think about Chris Webber and his impact on the game, like in college.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't win a championship. And he
might have cost
him a championship. Yeah. But Man, it's crazy. That's a bad, bad class.
The Wayland Baptist Flying Queens is known, has the distinction of being the winningest team in women's college basketball history.
Okay.
So that's why they're going in, apparently.
Mm. Well, Tim Hardaway also left out. But was that anti-gay stuff that he was saying? Was that what it was? He said something about some group.
I don't remember.
I think he may have done some anti-gay talk, which you know how it is now. Yeah.
And just to get back to that Charleston, look, he was a really good player, but let's not just try to say, oh, the guy belongs in the Hall of Fame because of this. In the Hall of Fame, that's kind of a joke. I mean, yeah, you want to start talking about guys getting in that just were really good, then, you know, it's a waste of the hall, in my opinion.
Yeah. And the Basketball Hall of Fame is weird anyway.
It doesn't mean the guy sucked or anything. He was really good, but that really good doesn't do it, man. And let's compare him to guys from the 70s. Let's do better than that. Come on. All right, you want to watch? You want to go watch your Astros? You want to go watch your Rockets playoffs? You know where to go. Big City Wings. You know the key number here? 8. The Ocho. They now have 8 Big City Wings across the city of Houston. The new one is open on Rayford Road. It's crawfish season, so they got you covered on that. Of course they have you covered on wings. The wings are amazing, but that's not all that they have. They've got all kinds of great food. Their burgers are fantastic. All their appetizers, all fresh, made to order. And if you want to watch sports there, every TV in the building is got. You can watch whatever you want. They're going to have you covered. And they're the only wing joint to offer specials every day on food and drink. You know what today is, right? 2 for Tuesday. Exactly what it sounds like. You can head out and double up on your wings. And it's also tea time. $3 Long Island iced teas. Okay, can't make it out today. Go tomorrow. $7 for all burgers and whiskey Wednesdays. How about that? It doesn't matter. Whatever day it is, they have got a special for you. Happy hour specials Monday through Saturday from 3 to 6:30. Those are great. But go and find the location nearest you at BigCityWings.com. Follow them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all Big City Wings. It's my favorite wing joint in the city. I was having these guys long before they ever advertised with us on the show. And that's my go-to place. Should be yours. Give them a try. BigCityWings.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We get Jerome. No Jerome. We're still working on him. I just realized that on the Twitch channel, when it says we will be right back, you can still see us in the background. So no nose picking or, you know, anything like that. You got to be smart. So efforting Jerome Solomon, the legendary Jerome Solomon.
So Twitter has said, who was it? Here it is, Gabriel. Said, since you're a Warriors fan, you should appreciate Al Addles or Al being introduced into the Basketball Hall of Fame. He spent more than 6 years with the team serving various roles in that time. I don't care about the Warriors. I like this Warriors team. I like watching them play.
And by the way, he was one of the worst GMs in the history of the league.
But I don't care about that franchise. Yeah. And he says, Warriors fan since 2015, huh? LOL. I've liked watching the Warriors play since Steph Curry got there. I mean, do I feel bad or like I'm some sort of a bandwagoner? No, because I don't have any loyalty to any teams. If the Warriors roster were traded with the Rockets tomorrow, I'd be a Rockets fan. I'd love to watch them play, and I'd hate watching the Warriors play.
Well, let's get TV star Jerome Solomon's opinion.
Jerome doesn't
on this.
Care.
Oh, he cares. We know he cares. What's up, buddy?
Yes, I care.
Who is your
dogged Warriors fan? You know what? I get where you jumped on and you're like, this is beautiful basketball. You like it, enjoy it, and want to watch it. one of the travesties of the Warriors becoming good is their loyal fans have been loyal forever. Way before they got good, they were selling out the stadium. People were showing up. They're not like weak-ass Rocket fans who jumped on the bandwagon when the team got good and come and go. Warriors fans are legit, and it's crazy that people try to dog them like they're not. It's like, no. They got a bunch of people who came on later, but their stadium has been selling out for years and years and years before Steph Curry showed up.
Well, Rockets fans don't show up for half the games now. Are you kidding me?
I was going to say that. Yeah, good. Rockets fans, we're here in Houston. There's nothing beating around the bush. Rockets fans are way worse than Warriors fans. Not way worse. Warriors fans are better than Rockets fans. And always have been. Forever. Texans fans, they're great. They're dumb. They show up every week. They buy it. But they're great fans. Warriors fans are like Texans fans. They show up every week, every game, all the time.
Why do you think the crowd at Minute Maid was so weak yesterday? Do you think it's just because it was National Championship Game Day?
I don't think it was weak. What makes it weak?
27,000?
27,000?
Yeah.
It's a Monday night in April.
Against the Yankees. That's your dynamic pricing.
Pricing.
That's why it was 27,000. I didn't even know y'all were talking about this. So you just said that thing about the last night Astros. But I looked it up this earlier today, and I was going down the list and was going to do something, and I haven't written it yet. But in prior years, Monday night in April, Astros home game, that 27,000 is huge. Huge. Usually it's 17,000 or way worse. It's not, no, that's a good crowd. That's a post-won World Series crowd. In fact, as far as I got back in my research, it was the year after the World, last year, the Monday night. And quite often in the years past, Monday night was a season opener for the Astros. So, yeah, on a season opener, you'll get some 40,000 or 35 or whatever. But on a regular Monday night game that's just in April, no. That's a nice crowd. That's a good crowd. It's something to be applauding based on the Houston crowds in the past.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
It's a fact. It's not even, it's a fact. I mean, you go back 7 or 8 years ago, 15,000 people show up.
But this isn't 7 or 8 years ago when they were losing 100 games. This is a team that's a legitimate World Series contender.
20 years ago, it's 20,000, 22,000, 23. 27,000? They were there because the Yankees and the Astros are winning. But no, it's not. No, you should complain that it should be better. I'm not saying it shouldn't be better, but I'm saying it's never been better.
Well, there were a couple of years where they drew 3 million fans. I think that's better than pulling 27.
No, 3 million is not 27,000 on – it's not dissing 27,000 on Monday night in April. 3 million is for the whole year. So
right,
yeah,
but you're sitting there saying it's never been better. No, there were some Monday night games back in the Clemens era.
I looked it up today, Fred. I'm telling you, I went down the list. I was going back, and no, I didn't get to the late '90s when you know they had decent crowds and numbers were okay. And a new stadium when it opened in 2000 or whatever, in Ron Field. But I'm pretty sure 27,000. Is a pretty solid number for a Monday night in April that's not their home opener. And
if it were the Mariners, I would agree. If it were the Mariners, I would agree. But I went to Yankees games when the team sucked and they had more than 27,000. Now it wasn't a Monday in April, but
I went in from the opposite approach. So maybe I went in with a biased thought. I was like, 27,000 is pretty doggone good. And I think 27 is from the Yankees. Because 5 years ago, first, you know what I mean, Monday night in April, they had 17 guys. So the Yankees are here, you got 27. There's nothing to complain. There's nothing to complain about. I mean, that we're reaching. That's the thing. We're reaching.
Nobody's complaining about it. I'm just posing a question as to why the hell you have a big draw like the Yankees, and that's the best you do. And now people are telling me, oh, well, there's star testing today, and it was an early start.
But
I mean, I'm not complaining about it. I just think that's a disappointing crowd.
You can call it a disappointing crowd. I want to argue the point whether it's a disappointing crowd. I'm saying every crowd in Monday night in April in the history of the team has been a disappointing crowd. And you add the star testing, et cetera, that adds to it. But no, you're not going to be able to show me a list. Like I said, I only went back to like 2004 before I got bored. But you can't find a whole bunch of lists of attendance levels on Monday nights in April that weren't the season opener that was bigger than last night. That's Houston. Welcome. You lived here for your whole life.
Well,
you know what we
but
do.
How many of those were Yankees or Red Sox? Because that's the only comparable.
Oh, well, when the Yankees were here, there was a. I wish I'd really locked in on it. But there,
so you half-assed researched it.
I was looking for something too, but I didn't find what I was looking for. But no, I think the 27 was a good number. That's my point. It's a good number relative to what we usually see on a Monday night in Houston baseball season started. That's not the season opener. So you're asking for more than supposed to be there.
No, I'm asking you how is it comparable to other Yankees and Red Sox appearances? Because that's what I'm looking for, not April.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to compare the first a Monday night in April to if the Yankees came here in June. Because in June, there's no school. It's a different world. So, yeah, then you'll get a bigger crowd. So, I'm sorry. And I wouldn't even be arguing this if I didn't look it up. Because I literally looked it up today and was like, man, that number, how does that number compare? That number is really solid. Monday night.
The thing is, you're making an argument, and I'm not. I'm posing a question. It's like, to me, that's a disappointing crowd. To you, it's not. So, you know, you're not going to answer my question because you don't think it's disappointing.
No, I'm not saying it's not disappointing crowd. I'm saying that's what has always happened here. So I'm not disappointed about last night's crowd. I wouldn't be disappointed last night's crowd because that's the crowd. That's what, in fact, based on all of every other crowd, I'll finish my research tonight and post it tomorrow. Every other Monday night crowd in Astros history, last night's crowd was not disappointing. How about that?
What did you think?
Monday night, April, opening game of the season.
What did you think of the basketball game last night? What do you think of where Texas Tech is at now and you know where they are as a program going forward and what did you think of the game and how it finished last night?
I was disgusted. No, I wanted Tech to win. I was rooting for them, and that call was so horrible. As accurate as it may have been, I was so disgusted by it because that to me was not that's not what instant replay was about, and it's not the perfect use of it. But
in the use to see who the ball went off of?
Somebody who's a, what's that?
In the purpose to see who the ball was last touched by?
Yes, and I don't think we saw that, for one. But, and I'm always 100% in favor of, you know, be right about it. But you reach in, you knock the ball away, it's out on you. Now, if the guy reaches out and tries to grab the ball before it goes out of bounds, that's on him. You knock it away from him, and it goes off his leg, that's out on him. you reach in and knock it out, and it potentially, I say, grazes a fingernail on a pinky finger on the way out, that's not right. That's not what it is, because you caused that, and you don't teach that. You don't go, hey, man, look, when you reach in and knock the ball away from the guy, try to make it graze his pinky finger on the way out. So I think it's overdone in frame by frame, where, and I've done way too much video here over the last couple of years as I started working in TV. You can't see whether that actually touched him or not. You can think it did. You can see his hand there, but it's not definitive. And live, the referee saw it one way. Live, you would see it another way, or that way, actually, not another way. And then you slow it down frame by frame, and you're like, looks like he might have been kind of sort of touching it a little bit, just somewhat. Let's overturn the call. And that's what I had a problem with, the overturning of the call.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. Tell him about your TV show.
Houston Sports Show, every Sunday night, KCRC. It's fun. It's good stuff. Last week, you know, Sunday, we had Kelvin Sampson telling everybody that all those fake reports about he had a contract sitting on the table that he didn't sign and didn't agree with was fake news. I'm not going to name any names, but he told us our sources were wrong, you know. And Kelvin went to a lot of good stuff there. And, of course, you know, Barry Laminack killing it, had him out at Minute Maid Park and talking to people and doing the silly interviews that were really entertaining. So it's good stuff. Just check us out at thehoustonsportsshow.com. And Sunday nights, it's well worth it. You know?
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. Follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. And tune in Sunday night. Check out the show. Thanks for joining us, Jerome.
Right. And why is AJ so mad? He's the reason I thought Tech was going to win it all. 2 months ago, he said, Texas Tech is really good.
They are really good, but I had Virginia. And I had Virginia, like, in my bracket. Virginia was my champion. I won our office bracket pool because of Virginia.
Yeah, no, this is like way before brackets came.
Listen,
I'm
Jerome,
like
it's Texas Tech
in December.
Texas Tech is really good for Texas. There's a whole other country out there that cares about basketball all
That's
season long.
Wrong. You're not a Texan. That's your problem. That's what's wrong with you, AJ.
Well, I am as Texan as they come. But
you know, you're
let's
dark
face
New
it.
Mexican.
No. It's not the priority around here. We all know that.
Indeed. It turned out to be a fun game. It was really good stuff. But, yeah, and that didn't cost Tech the game. It just really hurt.
Yeah.
Later, right. Fella.
See you.
See you, Jerome. Yeah, I still say Jared Culver losing DeAndre Hunter cost him the game.
Yeah.
The end of it.
Someone says, Fred, you're not posing a question by saying the crowd is disappointing. You're making an assertion or stating an opinion to which Jerome is rebutting. Listen, smart guy. I asked what were the reasons for the disappointing crowd. He said it wasn't disappointing. Turns into a different conversation. So, yeah, quit trying to tell me what I'm doing and what I'm not doing, dickweed. Quick break. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
It always gets to Dickley.
They came to their heads, and he sent them to hell.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Do we have time to squeeze in a gym here, or did we go too long?
Probably save it.
All right, we'll do it sometime in the 6 o'clock hour. I have a really good gym. And somebody tweeted me one.
You've got a gem of a gem.
Yeah, and then Jonathan tweeted me one that
trumped it.
I don't know if it quite trumped it, but thinking I'm probably going to use that one, and then save the other story for sometime in the 6 o'clock hour when there's fewer kids in the car.
All right.
Because this one is kid friendly and funny. The other one, not kid friendly, but very funny. Maybe funnier. So we'll get to both of them. So, good one from 806. Once again, Patrick Mahomes' team loses in OT and he doesn't get to touch the ball. It's not bad. Not bad at all. It was kind of cool seeing him there being all that excited.
Yeah.
So, fun game. I disagree with Jerome on the call. I think the whole point of those things is you're trying to get them right, and then people bitch when you don't get them right. Now you're going to bitch when you do get them right. It's just
and there were people who were like, why didn't they replay the tripping call? Well, that's a foul call. That's not reviewable.
Yeah.
And then when there is a reviewable play and it doesn't go your way, that's not the spirit of the replay.
What is the spirit of the replay?
Spirit of the replay should be to get it right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what Jerome's talking about that you couldn't tell he touched it.
It wasn't.
Did it glance his finger? Yes. Is his finger connected to his body? Yes.
Was it like 100% obvious? No, but it was obvious enough. You could see it hit the finger, yeah. I thought. And I thought it was the right call.
And like I said, the one before where it looked like he kind of backhanded it, I thought that one was out on Tech too. I thought Tech got a break there.
Yeah, that one you just couldn't quite tell if it caught his hand or not. It looked like it did, but this one I thought it was a little more clear. Oh, well, tell you what's really clear. You get in an accident, car accident, 18-wheeler accident, industrial workplace, slip and fall. You know what you need to do? You better dial Dave because Lawyer Dave's going to take care of you. Right, Dave?
You got that right, Blitzers. You have any kind of an accident at all, give me a holler at 713-626-8900, and I'll help you out. And if it's something that I don't do myself, it's a family question, bankruptcy question, that kind of stuff, I'll put you in touch with the right folks.
Yeah, and you don't charge for consultations at all, right?
That's correct. Consultations are always 100% free, and the Blitzers, on another related subject, that the Blitzers need sometimes, they need medical care. And what do we do for the folks that need medical care that don't have any money or don't have any insurance?
You get them set up because you don't take a dime from them until they win their case.
You're darn right. And we set them up with doctors of all kinds, from orthopedic surgeons on down to just regular chiropractors. If they need that kind of treatment, we'll get them in there. We'll get them the treatment they need and hopefully win their case, and at which point, then everybody gets paid.
That's right. You don't get a dime until they win. You're based here in Houston, but you practice all over Texas, right?
You bet. All the way from the Golden Triangle, all the way to El Paso, and north, even north of Dallas. We'll go if we have to, and all the way down to the valley, for sure.
All right, so all they have to do is go to LawyerDave.com or go to Lawyer Dave Law or give you a call at 713-626-8900. And you speak Spanish as well, correct?
We do. We've got several Spanish speakers in the office, and my Spanish is suficiente para hablar en español.
All right. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.